Blackstone Audio presents His Illegal Self by Peter Carey. For Bell. 1. There were no photographs of the boy's father in the house upstate. He had been persona non grata since Christmas 1964, 6 months before the boy was born. There were plenty of pictures of his mom. There she was with short blonde hair, her eyes so white against her tan. And that was her also, with black hair. Not even a sister to the blonde girl, although maybe they shared a kind of bright attention. She was an actress like her grandma, it was said. She could change herself into anyone. The boy had no reason to disbelieve this, not having seen his mother since the age of 2. She was the prodigal daughter, the damaged saint, like the icon that Grandpa once brought back from Athens, shining silver, musky incense, although no one had ever told the boy how his mother smelled. Then, when the boy was almost 8, a woman stepped out of the elevator into the apartment on East 62nd Street, and he recognized her straight away. No one had told him to expect it. That was pretty typical of growing up with Grandma Selkirk. You were some kind of lovely insect, expected to know things through your feelers, by the kaleidoscope patterns in the other's eyes. No one would dream of saying, "Here is your mother returned to you." Instead, his grandma told him to put on his sweater. She collected her purse, found her keys, and then all three of them walked down to Bloomingdale's as if it were a deli. This was normal life. Across Park, down Lex.